Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige, and as we know, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
You know what I think I figured out? That Greenville is so popular now that it used to be like this hidden little nook as far as the country goes. And a lot of the musicians and athletes and what have you came here to play in this locally famous golf tournament. And it seems as Greenville grows and more traffic gets or whatever, celebrities don't come to the BMW Celebrity Pro-Am.
Seems people sneaking out of this town.
It's
not a big deal anymore.
I don't look like it.
No.
I mean, I saw the guy from The Office and Larry the Cable Guy. And I don't, who else?
I always had fun at that thing.
Well, it's because you were lit drunk.
Oh, no, it was early in the morning.
I know.
No, I wasn't lit drunk early in the morning.
Am I supposed to watch golf?
You know, I don't get drunk at golf tournaments.
I want to eat and get drunk.
First off.
That's why I said it was a good time. That's why vacations are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if I'm going to get intoxicated, generally it's brunch, and it's all you can drink mimosas.
Of course, it's a woman thing.
2 years ago, Griff Kenny Jr. was out there, and then now he's not coming back. I think that's where I met Wayne Gretzky.
Well, I know why Aaron Rodgers don't come back. It's because of me.
Well,
that's obvious.
Well, I don't. Well, of course.
I harassed him probably too much.
What did you say?
Well, you know, we had a conversation for a little bit, but I kind of.
Fat Boy caught him a gay slur twice and busted his cell phone.
He did. You were just fanboying about him. You liked him. It wasn't like you were. It's okay.
It ain't okay because I canceled a celebrity appearance just by being me. So, my bad. Because he plays a lot of them.
Oh
well. Seinfeld didn't come around for like 8 years because of you, but he's finally decided to come back. Don't text him.
He didn't invest in the theater like he was going to, too, because
of me. Well, that's why he went to Spartanburg and avoided you.
He knows I'm not going to go there, but I did go there last Friday and had a beautiful time.
Uh-huh. It was a great time.
Maybe the city's on a turn.
Oh, it's a nice city.
It's on an upswing. I know you got some stuff going on in Spartanburg, but maybe you're on an upswing.
I think so.
I know 500 people are running for sheriff, but that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, even including yourself.
Yeah. Fat Boy threw his hat into the ring.
I'm the sheriff in shorts.
The sheriff in shorts.
Vote for me. We'll bust hoods.
Oof. You would have to move from Clemson to Spartanburg.
I think I can run it remotely, can I?
Can you
I
change
know.
It?
That's and the way have businesses have, work now.
Have all the guys wear shorts?
Well, you know what? If the deputies want to wear shorts, feel free.
Is there to
show off those legs?
UPS
boys.
In the summer, do you have to wear the shorts?
I don't know. I think I have to wear some combination of...
You got to wear the brown for sure.
Yeah.
You can't wear another color.
Plus the socks. You got to wear the socks with the flames on them.
Heck yeah.
Even if you don't support that or not.
Support what? Flaming legs?
Well,
I like flaming socks.
Really?
Yeah.
So they get the flame and the rainbow.
Yeah, you get a
flame.
I mean, my God, what does the earth symbol mean anymore?
I don't know.
My God.
Well, Let's talk about this. 7% of Americans do this. It's kind of something that you never thought of, but they do this.
Wipe. Side to side.
Side to side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you get everything that's going on. Make sure you clean it up real good.
Is it involve the bathroom?
Not at all. God, if it does, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Talk well, crap maybe, about their coworkers you, when they go to the bathroom.
That's only me. That's why I leave on a regular basis so you can talk. All right, so this is what it is. Do you lock your door when you're just running out for a quick errand? Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. You're smart if you do. And I thought of this because I did something and I should have locked my door, but I didn't.
Yeah, but it's like a fun game if you don't do it. Like you hope somebody breaks in and
no.
goes to town.
No.
On your chest, face, and privates.
When did I become this horrible pervert? I want to know.
When you played him in 3 movies. You're getting typecast is what it is.
You played a whore, a hooah, and he drives around at night, maybe and you got killed.
Maybe that's why I don't sleep with anybody, because everybody just assumes that I'm
a imagine like somewhere like the Paramount lot, they're sitting there, guys, we've got the movie done, but we just need a whore.
Call
we
her.
Need a whore that will where? Make the guys get boners and make the women jealous.
Where can we find? We need a good southern whore. Ralph. Give me a southern whore.
Eric Roberts, get in here. Do you know any
whores?
Acting whores?
Pick up the phone. Give me somebody while I'm waiting.
You know, I did work with this one girl.
This one whore.
It was that
whore.
Project I did with Butch Patrick. Probably never seen it,
he
but
was
nevertheless. She was a great whore. She was one of the best whores. In fact, when she got no dialogue back from her co-actors, is that what you call them, a co-actor?
I think it's a co-star. Well,
scene star.
Yeah, yeah.
She would just talk to herself. Uh-huh. I mean, it's fine. I mean, did Marilyn Monroe ever play an ugly woman in a movie? No, she was never like a nail type or anything.
Can you give me some kind of reel? I need some kind of demonstration that she's actually good at what she can do.
You know, hold it right there. It's a reel.
Hey, want a date?
Listen to the depth. Yeah. She's reading his body language.
She can get in a car, that's good.
Yeah, but it takes her a while. This is only a 93-minute picture.
Your place or mine? Oh, strong, silent type.
She must be hot. The birds are whistling
at her. I can do that.
Or are those buzzards? I'm not sure.
But if you keep rolling that camera, it's going to cost you more, though.
Oh, my God. The ending.
Who scored it? Ralph, who scored it? Get him, that's beautiful. Why can't she die, though?
RKO's on the phone. They want to actually go in and buy her contract. Not Randall Keith Orton, either.
I need a whore that could die in a movie.
Chaos.
For me, it's going to be a no.
Please don't ever play that again. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what I need? I need a whore with humor. I need a funny whore.
Eric Roberts, your sister played a famous whore in a movie.
Forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich.
Oh, she's funny, too? Okay, she's a funny whore.
She's a funny whore? She knows how to get in a car, and she can squeeze them together.
Oh, my.
She's better more of a lookie than a talkie.
Oh, boy.
Now, book her, boys. Book that whore.
Okay, so what I was talking about had nothing to do with that. So do you look... I'm sorry. Do you lock your door when you're just running out for a quick errand?
That was funny.
So only 25% of Americans say they always do, but some of us lock up no matter how long we're going to be gone. And did you know that 7% of us even lock the door to go check the mail?
Oh, I definitely do that. I have a drug dealer in my neighborhood. He attracts a lot of vagrants in various beat-up work mobiles.
Well, how far?
I don't want them lingering throughout the parking lot trying to break into houses.
Well, I see your situation where your mailbox is probably not exactly below your place.
Does it bother you that you have to have a mailbox and you don't have a female box? Go ahead.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, if I had to stick my hand in something, I'd rather have it in a mailbox.
Oh my God. Ah, baby boys.
Wowee.
She's a quick-witted whore, too.
Listen to this whore. She's quick on her feet with the words.
She's quick on her feet.
I'm just saying.
Flat on her back.
My whole hand.
Okay.
She goes down quicker than the temperature in an ice storm, boys.
If she can go all the way up to the elbow, we're going to sign her to a six-picture deal and get her on the front page of the newspaper with Babe Ruth.
Bend over, Terry. Let us see what she can do. Give this whore points on the film.
She's over there on the casting chiffer robe.
Oh, my God.
The Davenport.
Apologize for that.
Why? That
yeah,
was like
funny.
You're at your best when you don't intend to be. If that makes sense.
When you try to be funny, never works.
No,
at
not.
All.
No,
it's
I don't
terrible.
Try to be funny. I'm not the comedian. No,
see, you just tried to be funny right
the
there. It didn't
sheriff
work.
Over there that's funny.
Sheriff in shorts.
Paige is the voice of reason on the show. You've read her bio.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the candy.
I don't know what I am anymore. I've lost all identity.
I think Eminem said, "You am whatever I say you am. If you wasn't, then why would I say you am?"
But that's satanic in the way it's worded, though.
Yeah.
It's, I am what I am is inversion.
We're talking about old Beelzebub here, self-professed. Old Leroy.
Oh, my God. Beelzebub.
No,
Beelzebub.
Lady Devil.
I wear a cross all the time.
Upside down.
Yeah, but let me see, how far does it go down? It needs to be higher.
This cross has been blessed.
It can't be right in the middle. You're wearing a sideways X.
No, I would never. I would never go to the dark side.
Well, you wear your X, I'll wear my cross.
You wear whatever you want.
If you got a boob tattoo, it'd look like the Sistine Chapel.
I have zero tattoos. I want to get a tattoo.
Where would you get it, though? Like
on
your body?
Good question.
Talk
maybe
about
I'd have an arrow pointing down to my nether region. You don't know.
You know what? I
the
was
woman,
say,
the legend.
I think the first place women look, and you know, it's people talked
it's,
about it, and they made
there.
Jokes about it. It's the tramp stamp. I know a guy that's got one.
Oh yeah, I do too.
He has last name on his tramp stamp.
Oh, he does.
Like,
that's kind of interesting.
Why would you put your name?
What is it for? If he ends up at the lost and found?
Oh no. Knowing like, him, I thought it'd be a bullseye.
Like
but,
my mom would write my last name in the, like, not in the collar, but, like, inside of the jacket.
Oh, like my mom did that.
This satin part
well,
of it.
They
and
always
it would,
do that so you don't lose
but
it.
But it would bleed into the satin and then the sweat, and it just started to look like it was
you
black tie-dyed.
I
didn't
tell
spot.
Her, nobody's going to give it back just because it's got my name in it. Plus, are they going to change London Fog to something else?
Of
because
course.
Cut the label
dude,
out and keep it.
Well, I have to say I did that a couple of times.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people that donate high fashion, they cut the label out.
Why?
The people that go and try to sell it online, they can't.
If I do it, it's because it scratches my neck.
That's dumb.
But you want that label. That's what Tommy shirt's label on the outside. That's why this is what you wanted.
That is, those people are bad people, stupid.
You don't, stupid, dumb ass hills.
That's what they are.
Dumb bastards.
Well, if you have style, you know the garment. You don't need the label on it.
Then why pay so damn much for it?
You're not. You're buying it secondhand.
You are crazy.
You know, but some secondhand.
I know a guy that, and if I said his name right now, he'd be so mega pissed at me. But he told me he paid $680 for a pair of blue jeans that I saw them
what?
Things, and I'm like,
Jeff, what are you doing?
No, it wasn't Jeff.
Oh.
You know him, though.
Oh.
I'm not going to misrepresent. I didn't say this to his face.
Mm-hmm.
But I did afterwards when he told me that, and I was like. I
love how some people are just hand gestures.
It looked like somebody that, you know, they don't let, I don't see mechanics getting to wear blue jeans anymore. Like, they all have to wear, like, Dickies and everything now. But
yeah.
back when a mechanic would wear blue jeans and they were all just.
Nice.
But like they literally didn't have napkins back then. It's wiped their hands down the front. That's
like,
what it looked like.
Like Billy Joel and Uptown Girl. That's how mechanics used to look like.
Okay.
You got the buttons halfway down in your shirt. You got your rag in the back.
Crashing
of your
into people's houses.
I get it.
Yeah.
Your rag in your pocket.
And I'm like, that is so. I don't care if I had all the money. I mean, there ain't no way.
And you close now.
Dumb as hell. Well, I set lofty goals.
Mm-hmm. You two can be like that if you choose to be.
Yeah. Not possible.
I mean, the 2%.
Right. Well,
bottom 2%.
I'm patient. Those are your ice guys.
You said my favorite B word.
What, bottom? All right. I thought you were a top. We're going to take a break.
You should take turns equally, right?
What with the homosexual jokes?
Well, I mean, like if you're of that ilk.
No. Remember, Paige tried to explain that to us that day because she has some friends that are, and she was saying like, rare is it that they interchange like.
You're not a good partner if you don't.
How rare is the Shohei Ohtani of the homosexual world, you know, meaning he can pitch and bat.
Don't you sometimes want to be the pin and not the cushion?
Sometimes you want to be the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes you have to be the sweetie that wipes the CD. You like talking all over me. You know what?
See, it's like a candy bar.
I wish this was the movie. Click. I could hit the mute button on you right now and fast forward till the end of the show.
This past 20 minutes was better than fussing for me.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. Like, give me this news. You are just, when you're you and just being you, you are your best. I'm
now
serious.
Don't try to perform because I don't like that.
I don't, no.
No. All right. We will take a break. We will come back. I love the freedom of like where we're going with this, but I also kind of like, all right, let's get a grasp on this though and not go completely crazy.
Let's focus.
We haven't done any phone calls yet. You want to do that?
I think we should. Probably need to.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, please. Oh, I got this as a boy in Korea, and I learned how to play it really well.
All right, 1-800. Listen to that. It's fine-tuning us.
Do you guys hear the birds? Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn and touch base with us. Namaste.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this new Bush?
No. Got all zeros on that. Don't ask me why I like this song. I don't know, but I do. It's not for the lyrics.
Dude, if that ain't Daughtry, I'll kiss your ass right now.
Well.
And I owe you one because you didn't mind.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Years and years ago. You joined the club.
I'd like to thank John Mulaney for exposing me to this song. And exposing me as well. Nice. I now am a registered sex offender, but regardless.
That Joker. He might be the funniest person alive.
I love him.
He's just hilarious. Plus, he's on The Bear, too. He's good on The Bear.
The Bear is a good show.
Oh, it's a great show. Mulaney's good, man.
You know, I
wish he was on Coke again, but he's still good.
I have a decent amount of streaming platforms, and I still hear y'all mention shows. Like, they're obviously, if both of you, Fatboy and Paige, are talking about a show, it's mainstream. Like, if Paige, I mean, this isn't a shot on you, but if Paige is watching it, like, it's mainstream.
It really is.
I'm so busy. I never have time to watch TV.
Lost and White Lostus. Is that the other one? A lot of Lost.
White Lotus. This season wasn't that good. Patrick Schwarzenegger was good, but this season wasn't that good. So don't start with that one. There's a show called The News. You should watch that one.
Bull crap. That's always like
that's a good one.
That's always sad. All right, we'll take some calls. Where do you want to start, Flobo?
You talking to Jerry?
Jerry. God, if this is Seinfeld, I'll freak out. Is this Jerry Seinfeld? Hello, Jerry?
Hello? What's up?
It is not Jerry Seinfeld. Good morning, Jerry. How's it going?
The Rise Guys?
Yes, sir.
Man, it's awesome. I've been listening to y'all 93.3 The Planet for like 7 years now.
Thank you.
7 years.
A whole 7 years.
It's like a common law marriage in radio time, right?
Oh, it really is.
Right?
It really is.
I remember when I first heard y'all been on the air like 20 years. I was like, what? That's crazy.
23. Matter of fact, like, we've been doing this so long. Paige and I were talking about this earlier. Our first studio had a freaking VCR and a landline with a cord. Like, for real.
Oh, wow.
Now, we still have cordless, microphones and everything with cords on them, but, yeah.
You had dial-up internet just to take calls?
Just to take the calls.
Yeah. Now, we have real CDs.
Now, yeah, 22 years, going on 23 years. Now, Jerry, you said you listened to us for seven, so Jerry, let's see, 2018, who were you listening to before you found us? I love asking questions like this.
Well, I hate to admit it, but John Boy and Billy. But listen. My dad listened to him, so it's just like a habit, all right?
Okay, so he handed it down to you. It's like a generational kind of thing.
Yeah, it happens. We've become fans of the teams that our parents were, the church style orientation, whatever.
Dad, we love you, buddy.
We all make mistakes, Jerry, but it's what you do after that Jay blank and blank phase, it counts. So.
My brother's dad still listens to him. He won't listen to me.
Well, screw him. Jerry, you're here now. You're safe. And you can trade that grill and sauce for some beard oil. Nevertheless, tell us about what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, I tell everybody in Columbia down here about y'all. Folks on the upstate side, they can still catch 93.3 on a good day, but beachside, you got to stream it. I probably bought dozen folks to the Saviors of Radio over the years.
Hell yeah.
First off, I love how you just described Columbia, because that is a great way to describe it. The upstate side of Columbia and the beach side of Columbia. Like that, yeah, I totally get that. Bless your damn heart, Jer. This is that's how the gospel spreads. I mean, it really is. Word of mouth, sketchy little Bluetooth speaker there on the back porch. It really is. That's how it works.
Oh, we got to start giving out Rise Guys like cards somehow.
Little tracks.
Yep.
Little tracks.
Yeah, so listen, here's why I'm calling. One of my favorite stories from the show was was when Mattman told that story about getting stuck in the slide at Ocean Lakes in Myrtle Beach. Dude, I went there every summer as a kid.
Yeah.
And when I heard that story, man, I felt it in my soul.
Jer, may I call you Jer, by the way?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Jer, that pain was real. Like, that was some real trauma. And the fact
that
you were entertained by that and now want me to tell it again as a grandfather.
Well, you know, some of my buddies who listen, they say they never heard it. So I got two things. A, can you tell that story again real quick? And B, how long was it before you could actually go back to Ocean Lakes pool without feeling like people were going to point and laugh at you?
It's a great story.
Oh, Jer. So, like, do you want to listen to me tell it, or do you want to, like, you want to listen off the air, or what? You want to be on so you can have further questions? I'll limit you to just one further question. You've used two, so
yeah, far. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to hear it.
So, once they got the pool, when we were going to Ocean Lakes, we were there before they even got a pool. But when they got the pool, and it made no sense other than being and I can say this about myself, a big fat person going out. What the world was that? She's got. What was that? Anyway, to go down on the beach was kind of a pain in the butt. So we'd go to the pool, and that particular day, so they had most of the pool was shallow. They had one, you know, that the way it's L shaped. So the lower end of it was deep water, and they had a diving board, and then they
like 7 or 8 feet, I guess, probably. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. They had a diving board, and then they had the little loop-de-doo slide. And I had never attempted to do it before. I want to say seventh. It might have been eighth grade year. Seventh grade summer going to eighth grade year. And I climbed up there, and it was right before
took a while.
Adult swim. Kiss off. It was right before adult swim because the Jerry, I might mute you in a minute. Nevertheless, a lot of the people were starting to leave because they're like, oh, it's adult swim now. If we got kids, we need to leave. So I felt confident, and I climb up. And a part of the deal was there's a lifeguard that's sitting there, and you can't go down the slide and also someone off the diving board at the same time. You might collide.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's directing traffic in a sense. So, and it was, I'll be honest, yeah, it was not the easiest thing to climb up because swimming technology had not arrived quite yet.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, the stuff was still made out of real metal.
Even the diving board was, like, two whole steps.
Yeah, and it was like playground equipment was back then. It was all hot, and you wanted to just, oh, it hurt so bad.
Burn your fat.
So, anyway.
Little fat kid.
And you know what sucks, Jer, is that he was skinny as a kid and is now fat as hell. I was fat as hell as a kid and have now lost a lot of weight.
They reversed.
So we're like the yin to the yang to each other in life. So I get up there, and first thing I did when I got to the top is look at my daddy, who I can remember plain as day was sitting there wearing.
Maybe.
He would never take it. He hated his feet. My dad hated his feet. Like, he needed them. He didn't want to cut them off, but, like, he hated the way they looked. So he'd always wear tennis shoes at the pool. So there he lays with his in his church belt, too, with his shorts. Sitting there, laid out, freaking 1980s-looking ball cap. And he's looking at me, and he just kind of shakes his head side to side, real solemn, like, what are you doing?
Like, he knew what was about to happen.
Yeah, and he was also very protective of me being fat. Like, if he thought people were making fun of me, he'd give them that look of, I will come over there and whip your ass.
Was this a situation where there was a line, and it's like one at a time?
Three people deep. I was, I was the third. So, okay. And you could not go up the slide until the other person was even in the water.
Well, now they weigh you. So, good thing they didn't do that back then.
So, as it is now, I am, I have to be honest with the audience right now. I weigh 201 pounds now. I gained 2 pounds.
You got to get back under two.
Well,
you know what's going to happen.
Well, no, I'm not. So, anyway, I don't care I won't lose down to 150, but if I did, I'm still going to have love handles. Like, it's just the way my body's shaped. And I climb up here. This is eighth grade me, and I climb up there, and If the slide just went straight, there would have been no issues, Jer. You wouldn't have had this great story to make me now get PTSD and tell again. And as that thing turned to the side, that quick turn that it would always do, I got hung. And I don't mean well endowed. I mean literally stuck.
The whole slide shaking.
Right there. Where, if it was straight down like the one at Hardee's, I would have been fine.
Was this like a slow stick, or you just like immediately just like womp?
It was okay. So
I like
was,
you knew it was coming.
I was smart to know because we'd been to it was called Water World then, and then before Myrtle Waves, the park, water park. I knew that you'd never go get on the slide right out the gate. Like you need to go get your body wet. Because if
you got to lube up,
essentially lubing up.
You get lubed up with some sunscreen
or some butter.
Sure, either one.
He has sticks of butter in his pocket.
So when you go and sit down, there's that initial little push because your bottom's wet. But as soon as these handles caught that side, when I'm cutting that curve with my body, it just completely stopped. And I remember it leaning forward to the point where it was screwed down to the thing. I saw the bolts kind of separate a little bit. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's rocking back and forth with me stuck. And I look at the lifeguard, and he's laughing. And he's doing that thing. And women do this a lot. And I don't know why women specifically, but they grab their mouth and cover it when they're laughing. Like, I guess
they do that. Or they smell their fingers when they cry. I don't get that either, but that's what they do.
I don't know what that means, but get the hand there. Like, he doesn't want to see me, but he's bouncing up and down, and his shoulders are in. I can tell he's laughing. And then, so my back is to my parents. I'm facing away from my parents. And I slowly, and I cannot get out. I mean, I'm literally stuck right there in the turn.
And the girls are looking? There's got to be girls looking at you.
Everyone's
sitting
there.
But you didn't
lose
your pants, so that's good.
I look around, and I see people start to elbow each other and tap each other on the shoulder.
Look.
And as I turn around, still stuck in the slide, I get about halfway back, and then there I looked. My own mom and daddy was laughing at me.
Oh, now, this is a legit question.
Yeah.
Did they send a kid down after you to kind of unwedge you, like feet first?
No.
Did they pour oil down the slide to help you move?
No. There was a kid that was about a third my size that went and stood on the side of the slide, the way that it turned the angle right there, and pulled me. I mean, it just needed a little push, and I'd go.
Yeah.
That's a lesson for life. Sometimes people get stuck in life, and they need somebody just going to push them along.
Move
you know them. What you were doing, too. I bet you were screaming, Mama! Mama!
No, I was doing the emoji for I don't know. Mommy. When I looked at my parents and they were laughing, I'm putting my hands like, well, somebody, are you going to just let me bake up here?
Oh, my God.
It's about to be a dumb swim.
He's gonna bake.
I would have left you there to see how long you'd
what
last.
What a bitch you are.
You smell that skin cooking on the hot slide.
See how long he's going to figure it out.
Right.
It's
all right,
survival.
Jerry might be the greatest caller ever.
Hey, thanks.
I'm dying over here.
Well,
I am dying.
See a doctor. Thank you, Jerry, and thanks for spreading the word for us, guy named Cola.
I'm sorry to bring up a bad memory for you, but that was worth.
Thank you, sir.
Worth it.
Have a good morning, Jerry.
All right. Take care, y'all.
All right, see you.
Yeah.
That's 2 days in a row we've had people on drugs call us. That guy was. Maybe he's just naturally happy.
Why y'all always say that when I call?
Oh, you know, so every time I call, y'all say it's like I'm on drugs.
I work a lot. I'm not.
That guy was tough to listen to.
Did you swallow your tongue?
I'm going to swallow yours. Look, I apologize.
My
gosh. I'm not supposed to say that. HR.
Yeah.
Please disregard what
I'll,
I just said.
I'll equal it. I'll spit your tongue. Okay?
All right. The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For non-medical related questions, product availability, or general information regarding press 1. If you require medical or technical information regarding press 2. To report side effects or product quality defects regarding press 3. To repeat these options, press 4.
Customer support, Mary speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Cornelius Jenkins Jr. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you today?
Well, I'm not so good. As you can hear here, I've been taking these pills as I'm supposed to. I've got an overactive bladder, and I've been going to the restroom here now for probably about 5-6 minutes and can't stop.
Wow, way, okay.
I'm getting a real bad tummy ache here.
Okay, and what would you like me, you want me to transfer you open to medical communications that can answer a question like that?
Well, I was just wanting to know if you could talk to me here for a second. Tell me what I'm doing. Wait, okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, stop now. What do I need to do if it starts back?
All right, I'll transfer you over to medical communications that can help you.
All right.
Staff member.
Medical communications.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Cornelius Jenkins Jr. I was just telling the lady there that I've been, I got a problem with overactive bladder. I've been taking my pills as I'm supposed to, but for today, for some reason, I can't stop going to the bathroom. As you can hear, I'm going right now. I've been going now for probably the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It won't stop. I'm getting, okay. It just stopped there. Okay, I'm getting real bad stomach ache, though. It's like a faucet turning off and on.
Okay, are you...
I'm taking my medicine like I'm supposed to here. I'm 74 years old. Wait a minute, here it comes again. All right, now, I apologize, ma'am, but I need to figure out something here. I called my doctor, and he told me to give me this phone number here to call.
Okay, which product are you taking?
The,
okay. And how long have you been on this?
I've been on it probably the past, 2 to 3 weeks here.
Okay.
All right, it stopped again.
Okay.
Okay, there it goes. Whoa, well, I'm having some difficulties here, ma'am. I apologize.
No, that's fine. Do you know what? I'm going to see if I have a pharmacist who can speak to you. So you're finding that this isn't really working for you?
Well, as you can tell, you can probably hear, it just constantly... I ain't even drink this much water today, ma'am. All I drink's water. I do have the occasional glass of lemonade, but all I've had today is two or three glasses of water, and I've been going to the weather. That stopped again. All right. Keep starting and stopping. It's like somebody's inside my stomach here, turning it off and on. It's really starting to bother me. I'm getting ripped. Well, there it goes again. All right, now. I apologize, ma'am.
It's okay.
What do you think I need to do here? Do I need to call the hospital? Am I going to dehydrate or any of that?
I'm going to try and get you to a pharmacist right now.
All right. It's starting to burn a little bit down there. You understand?
Okay. Can I have your last name?
Jenkins.
Jenkins?
Jenkins, period.
Okay. And just your telephone number.
864-233-93. Whoa, there it goes again. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. I got to put the phone up here on my ear.
Okay.
I apologize, ma'am. I just don't want to get to the point, because I'm 74 years old, that I have to wear one of those diapers, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, 233-93. Okay, that stopped again. Oh, goodness. Okay, ma'am, hold on 1 second for me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Set the phone down here for a second. Now that it's done stopped, I figure that's probably going to be it for a while now. Okay. All right. Whoa, there we go again. I'm starting to burn a lot, ma'am. I need to know something. That I'm really burning down there. It's like somebody's got a match and... Hello.
But I don't want to lose you in the transfer. So, your number 233-93.
93. Ma'am, I got to go. This thing's filling up. I got to go flush it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1 at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.